I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, tonight's program will be jam-packed with information. We're going to be having some bombshell news about the year that the 3 days of darkness and the whole splitting of the timelines into the new Earth will happen. We'll be talking about the flashing universe and a lot more, but before we get into all of that, we're going to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, and that's mantra repetition. That'll be led by Sri Swami Sachidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari 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 Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, who passed on in 2002. And he was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, which is still flourishing, as well as the ashram in Virginia called Yogaville. And you might see lots of YouTubes with Sri Swami Satchidananda. I'd like to now take this opportunity to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, and I know we've got lots of new listeners out there tonight, I'd like to mention that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. And that's just in keeping with developing your own sovereignty concerning creating excellent health, maintaining it, and also dealing with issues as they arise. Now, in preparation for tonight's program, came across some interesting information with respect to 12-strand DNA activation. And interestingly enough, I first heard about this mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. That's O-M M-A-N-I P-A-D-M-E-H-U-M, Om, Mani, Padme, Hum. And I first heard about this from Baba Ram Dass way back when, and in his book, Be Here Now, Now Be Here. And the idea here is to repeat this 108 times per day. It's also about the sacred Sri Yantra Divine Geometry, that's S-R-I. Yantra. And instructions are to place a Sri Yantra 2D photo in front of you at about forehead height. And while you chant this mantra 108 times, you look into the center spot or the bindo of the Sri Yantra. It balances the right and left hemispheres of your brain. And a person who has access to both hemispheres is generating scalar waves and thus in touch with higher dimensions of functioning. I might add that the Dalai Lama also endorsed this mantra, and it is very popular among Tibetan Buddhists now. And so for those interested in activation of your 12-strand DNA, that's definitely an interesting technique. I would also highly recommend Solara on Ra on YouTube, and she's got some really good ones there. One of her most recent one is 13 chakra activation, which includes the heart chakra, which overrides all the others. But definitely beautiful meditations presented by Solara on Ra. Also, tips for those people who are interested in dealing with some of this chemtrails and buildup of metals in our system. I highly recommend bentonite clay. It's really cheap. It's probably get a couple of pounds of it for $10. And you just put some in a cup and put some water in it and let it sit overnight. Then in the morning, stir it up and drink it down. Doesn't taste great, doesn't taste bad, but you'll notice that it's very effective in terms of eliminating toxicity and especially heavy metals from your system. Also, a little popular item that I share from time to time on ET Yoga is if you're looking for a natural health recipe to remove heavy metals like the chemtrails, here is one. 4 cloves of garlic, 1/3 cup of Brazil nuts, selenium, 1/3 cup sunflower seeds, cysteine, 1/3 cup pumpkin seeds, which contain zinc and magnesium, 2 cups of packed fresh cilantro, Chinese parsley, vitamin A, 2/3 cup of flaxseed oil, 4 tablespoons of lemon juice, which contains vitamin C, 2 tablespoons of dulse powder, and sea salt to taste. And you process the cilantro and flaxseed oil in a blender until the coriander is chopped. Add the garlic, nuts, and seeds, dulse, and lemon juice, and mix until the mixture is finally blended into a paste. Add a pinch of sea salt to taste and blend again. You store in a dark glass jar if possible. It freezes well, so purchase cilantro in season and fill enough jars to last through the year. 2 teaspoons of this pesto daily for 3 weeks is purportedly enough to increase the urinary excretion of mercury, lead, and aluminum, thus effectively removing these toxic metals from our bodies. We can consider doing this cleanse for 3 weeks at least once a year. The pesto is also delicious on toast, baked potatoes, and pasta. So if it's, you know, you're not taking shorthand and you didn't get the total recipe, don't despair. You can always go to my website, etyoga.com. Go on the main page where it says Radio Archives, hit the button, and you can get the radio archive of this program. Probably be out sometime late Monday. Just look up the date. There'll be some description for some of the main items that were discussed in this program. But as long as you got the date of this program, you'll get this recipe, and you can take your time and write it down. It's been a very popular item on ET Yoga over the years, and many people have emailed me and happy that they received that information. Now, the big bombshell news over the course of this week came from Brad Johnson, who channels Adranus from the Surian civilization. And although nobody knows the exact date of when the 3 days of darkness and the splitting of the earth into 3D and 5D, apparently they have narrowed it down to a year. And according to Adranus, Brad's going to be the first one to receive this information. He got that information about 3 days ago. And you can go on YouTube and you can get a fuller detailed description from Brad concerning this information. However, in a nutshell, the year given was 2037. And I guess for a lot of people, it might come as a shock in that maybe people were expecting it to happen a little bit sooner. Interestingly enough, Adranus states that, in his opinion, he's saying this has got a high 90s percentile chance of being accurate. Like, nothing's ever written in stone. Things can change, but this is given as a guideline with a high degree of probability. And to my way of thinking, this is really bombshell news, because up until I heard that date given, I always thought, well, you know, there's a lot of people that are, you know, in not such good health, and maybe they slide by till, you know, 2024, 2026, something like that, and then maybe if the event was going to happen about at that point in time, maybe they slide by. But kind of tough to slide by 18 years if you got issues. Also brings up some other big issues. Number one, I would say, would be in not only if you have health issues, but even this whole question of obesity. this is something that probably needs to be dealt with, because I don't know what you see with your eyes, but I don't see too many people walking around in their 90s who are obese. It's time to put the pedal to the metal, light a fire under your butt, and get going on that topic. Because a lot of the people I know that listen to ET Yoga, we get all kinds of age groups here, and this is definitely for the fast track for people to gain information, and I'll cover some of the reasons why in a minute. But the bottom line here is a lot of these people that are baby boomers are going to have to make it till they're about 90. And I would say it's high time to start really taking care of your own health. When you start looking at around and you see what's going on in America, they're not advertising this, but it's 1 in 2 now have cancer. That's the prediction. 1 in 2. That's what the rates figured at. Not to mention all the rest of the issues between the diabetes and autism and all the rest of it. It's a mess. In my opinion, this new generation, they'll be lucky to make 45 to 55 years old, and none of the new generations are going to make retirement age. And if the ascension process takes place as predicted here at 2037, you know, this whole ideas that I've been talking about for years are about health. It's going to be major. Not only that, but it's another big issue, and that is that the reincarnation grid's been compromised. If you haven't heard about it, it's time to start doing your research. Information like from Alex Collier, information from like Barbara Marciniak, who channels the Pleiadians, information from Simon Parks. They're all concurred that the reincarnation grid has been compromised. The soul trap is the white light. That's the thing we've all been trained to, you know, to look for after the death experience. Well, so it turns out that's just going to land you in an Anunnaki recycling center. And the whole idea here is that you need to know is that if you're talking about another 18 years before the ascension process, this is another area where a lot of people, you know, they could probably slide by the next 6, 7, or 8 years, but now when it comes to 18, it could be a long haul. So it's now become more of a relevant factor. Because if perchance you don't make it till that date, then you're going to be dealing with this issue. And it's a big issue. And the technique to use is to be focused on returning to source energy or returning to your star family planet. And the way to do that is to turn away from that artificial light and intend to go to your star family planet or back to source energy. That's the technique that you have to have in mind before this all happens. And for those people who are into all the religions who receive the last rites, some of these priests, they don't even realize what they're doing, but when they pass the cross over your body during the last rites, they basically shut down your chakras, and then you end up in an Anunnaki recycling center. And this is information that you need to get on top of, because it's going to be a factor for a lot of people. Where previous to this date being given, you know, I didn't think it was so critical, because I thought, you know, with the caliber of the audience that listens to ET Yoga, for the most part, you're all ascending anyway, so this white light thing's kind of irrelevant. But depending on your age and your health, maybe it's not so far-fetched. So I highly suggest you check into those topics, because that's huge. And with respect to ET Yoga, and for people who have been listening to ET Yoga for the last 12 years, I can bring up a few issues that were quite astounding. Most recently, one of the top physicists, Tom Campbell, has come out with, I think, a very intelligent YouTube talking about the nature of the universe, and he's come to the conclusion that intent affects future probability. So this is mainstream science now. And he's also saying that it'll probably take another 10 or 20 years before, you know, it gets to be a generally accepted concept, but he's on to it. And I applaud him for that. But at the same time I applaud him for that, my ET Yoga audience was apprised of that more than 12 years ago. Similarly, you want to look at mainstream health, if you want to call it mainstream health, medical. You've been apprised of the Qigong Center in Beijing, China. That's a medicineless hospital where they use no pharmaceutical drugs and perform no physical operations. You can go on YouTube and check out Greg Braden curing cancer in 3 minutes. This is the new age of medicine. And that Qigong hospital dealt with like 250,000 people with all kinds of issues with about an 85% success rate. So, and you heard about this way back. Again, this is new information, but again, on ET Yoga, etyoga.com, healing the known and the unknown, that's what it was all about. That's one of the reasons I was so thrilled to see Greg Braden produce the video where you can actually watch this woman's tumor disappear that went from America over there with an inoperable tumor, and three practitioners made her tumor disappear in 3 minutes. I also know of two other methods that are also very similar to the Greg Braden video on the Beijing China Qigong Center techniques. One is by Enoch Tan. Enoch Tan, his main premise would be that what's known in one part of the universe is known in all parts of the universe. And thus, if you can create a belief that's strong enough, then you can heal that way. Another one of his key ideas is that you need to see disease not as something tangible, like a noun, but like as thoughts. So it's much easier to dissolve and dissipate thought than it is if you think of something as a solid object. In fact, our bodies aren't even solid objects. We're basically, you know, waves of energy. So it's just that our physical, optical vision makes things look like solid, things are solid objects. And if you go into other areas, like even alchemy, the goal of alchemy has been to reach a state of consciousness that allows you to penetrate the mysteries, where thought becomes reality, and to be able to project your own reality, or become part of the experiment and change the experiment. That's the goals of alchemy. Well, again, on ET Yoga, we've been talking about reality creation for the last 12 years. So again, way ahead of the curve. And it's been my pleasure to provide our ET Yoga audience with information that's way ahead of the curve. No matter if you're looking at the most advanced quantum physicists, if you're looking at the advancements in medicine, if you're looking at alchemy, if you're looking at most areas of life, what it all comes down to is belief. As Greg Braden has pointed out, that the universe is not only holographic but fractal, and that the language of interpretation of the universe is belief. In simplified terms, what you believe is. That's also now, recently, been proven that they now know in modern science that when you believe that you're healed, you send the messages to your brain that you're healed. The brain then provides the proper chemistry to the body that allows the process to take place and happen and manifest. Similarly, when you place your beliefs and put them out there into and connect with the intelligence field, it also manifests your beliefs in physical reality. In fact, it's your thoughts, your beliefs, your definitions, your intentions that create the outer reality that you experience. Thus, the world reflects perfectly those concepts. In fact, you can't even experience anything in 3D unless you're a perfect match for that circumstance. And thus, the world is your teacher because it's reflecting back to you exactly what you believe. You're creating it all. And not only that, but it's not just providing that like to punish you. It's providing that to show you what you believe so you can make the proper adjustments and change your beliefs. And that's why on ET Yoga we talk about the three stages of reality creation. I'm not going into in-depth information about that tonight, but I'll be going through enough key points to assist the ET Yoga listening audience. So it also, I guess it makes sense here for me to give a review of Bashar's Basic Foundations for Health, because he talks about pure water. That means with no fluoride in it. Fluoride calcifies the pineal gland. And by the way, you could also, as a product, you could take skatefish oil, which decalcifies the pineal gland. Second, you need to have oxygen, good oxygen. The best way to get the oxygen or super oxygenate your system is through, I think, yoga pranayams, because it super oxygenates the bloodstream. And also, there's another product called Haritaki that is known to one tablespoon is apparently equal to 2.5 hours of pranayams, according to Swami Nithyananda. Another of the basics of fundamental health is exercise. You need to get off your butt and get out there and break a sweat at least 3 times a week. Number 4 would be to deal with the stress in your life as best as possible, to minimize stress. Stress is huge. And I appreciate everybody's circumstance is different, but still the point is to do the best you can in that area. Another area would be thorough detoxification. Dr. Schultz at the American Botanical Pharmacy in California has stated that about 85% of the patients he's dealt with, once they did a thorough detox, they didn't even remember why they came in to see him. And Bashar, who is an Essasani channeled by Daryl Anka, also says the same. About 85% of all physical symptoms disappear with thorough detoxification. That means, like, get involved with detox programs, because these toxins that are in our environment, that are lodging in our cells, are paralyzing our immune systems. It's highly important. It's not like, you know, it was 50 or 60 years ago. This is like car maintenance. It's like changing the oil in your car. You need to do like a yearly detox, like you change the oil in your car. And another one is getting off the meat. And I would add a seventh, which is get plenty of sunlight, because sunlight is the trigger to the immune system, and best place to get your vitamin D is from the sun. That's the foundation of good health. And you know, I go through all the people I know, and I don't know one person that are outside present family that does all those things. And they're simple things. It's not hard. It doesn't cost a lot of money to do those things. The people just don't do them because they've never been taught to do them. Also, really important, I think, information that a lot of it came from Waking Times was that proof that the human body is a projection of consciousness. Yes, your body is a projection of your consciousness. In fact, the universe, this holographic fractal universe that we live in, flashes in and out of existence. It does so quickly, the flicker rate so fast that our eyesight doesn't pick it up. And thought actually exists in between the flashing in and out of existence of the universe. So there are times when our physical bodies aren't even here. And in this particular article from Waking Times, it states that we will explore how your body is a holographic projection of your consciousness and how you directly influence that hologram and thus have complete control over the physical health of your body. One of the key principles of quantum physics is that our thoughts determine reality. Energy is either a particle or a wave, depending on the expectations of the observer. The quantum world waits for us to make a decision so that it knows how to behave. The human energy field is interacting and influencing the quantum field all around us at all times, and the energy of our beliefs and intentions are infused into our energy field because they are defined by the energy of our thoughts and emotions. And by the way, all physical disease is a product of dysfunctional emotions. Thus, the fusion of our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intentions, which is what we will call the human energy field, is perpetually informing the quantum reality within us and around us at each moment of our existence. And because reality is flashing in and out of existence, every time our reality oscillates between form and pure energy, the state of the field, our awareness, which is constant and doesn't flash in and out of existence, informs the field what to reappear as when it makes its transition back to form at the quantum level. Therefore, each time we oscillate into formlessness, we have complete and total control and responsibility over what we choose with our attention to manifest out of the field in the next moment, and our power and ability to do so relies entirely on what we believe and on how we are feeling. If our bodies are a projection of consciousness, then our consciousness would create a blueprint which our atoms and molecules align with to create our bodies. We need to internalize the understanding that reality is flashing in and out of form. This is absolutely crucial in understanding our ability to heal, because half of the time we are formless. Our bodies are a holographic projection of our consciousness, and they are the sum total of our beliefs about ourselves. If we can change our beliefs about ourselves, and thus if we can change the energy that defines our human energy field, then we can change the energetic blueprint which our body aligns with as it materializes back into form. To heal, all that we need to do is to purify our energy so that the energetic projection of our body is unobstructed. Then our atoms and molecules can align perfectly to this structure because there is no energetic interference to disrupt the image of our body as projected by our consciousness. The first step to consider is the possibility that we are not only energy, but that there is an infinite energy all around us, which we can consciously tap into to promote healing in our body and mind, to become more happy, healthy, vibrant, and creative. As soon as you start to connect to the infinite energy of creation and your own true nature as formless energy, then you start to become aware of these energies on your body, which returns the projection of your body in its natural state. The projection of your body can only be disrupted by a disturbance in your energy field, your consciousness, caused by unbalanced thoughts and emotions and limiting beliefs. Our luminous energy field is naturally vibrant, and our energy naturally flows unhindered as a powerful stream of consciousness. But the lower levels of consciousness, which we have been conditioned to live in as part of our social indoctrination, disrupts this flow, which, if left unhindered, would express its perfection everywhere. Another key concept to understand is that your body is always regenerating. Every year, 98% of the atoms in your body are exchanged for new atoms. You are constantly dying and being reborn and literally transforming at the atomic and molecular levels. Every 3 days you have a new skeleton, and every year you have almost an entirely new body. Your body is not the real you. Your body is merely a projection of what you believe yourself to be. If you could discover that you are pure consciousness and that who you are really is an infinite creative awareness that is manifesting reality and co-creating reality with other aspects of yourself, because every being is an expression of the infinite universal consciousness we have labeled as God, then you can start to take complete control over your body, your health, and your life. Chronic pain, disease, illness, or the old injuries that you have in your body are not actually in your body. They're in your mind. More specifically, they are a function of your perception. Your atoms are always changing, and your molecules are too. But as new atoms come and as new molecules are formed, and as you flash in and out of existence, your energetic field is telling them where to go, what to do, and how to align with one another. And actually, the Pleiadians has also stated that thought exists in between the flashing in and out of the universe. Therefore, you're holding disease, illness, pain, and injuries within your consciousness, and thus they are imprinted on your energetic field, and only then do they proceed to manifest in your physiology. If this is the case, then not only is our health completely under our willful control, but the rate at which we age may be under the control as well. All this sounds fantastic, yes. But these changes are noticeable within the human body and mind even after a little bit of practice and training. So decide to feel and experience it for yourself and learn how to meditate. This is what evidence is clearly suggesting. The only hindrance to tapping into this nature of the universe is our own conscious awareness, your level of attention, and your beliefs. Our ability to heal is directly related to our level of attention and level of belief. For example, we can heal ourselves of any affliction, illness, disease, or injury that is possible so long as we have absolute certainty and knowing that we will be healed. This is directly achieved by accessing the most fundamental level of reality through deep meditation. This is because we're at the fundamental level of reality, anything is possible, and the restructuring of reality is dictated entirely by our beliefs and expectations. We are pure energy, and there is infinite potential in that energy. It is entirely up to us what we choose to manifest out of the field in our lives and bodies. You have no limitations, and nothing is impossible. It is only your beliefs which dictate what you can and cannot do. There are no limitations, according to the ultimate truths of reality. If you have an experience that you define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way that you think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do you, unless you believe that you do, in which case, you will create the appearance of a limitation as a direct result of your beliefs. And I don't know how to say it any clearer than that. This is something that you can start to work on. And if you get into some of the Greg Braden material, you'll realize that the whole idea here is that the core of the extraterrestrial teachings, which is that thought creates or belief creates. And it's the combination of emotion and thought which creates a feeling. It's the idea of that feeling and feeling what desire you have as already having been accomplished. It's already happened. That's the secret of that whole process. And as if you check out one of Greg Braden's videos, he's got actually one that talks about the lost gospel of Thomas, where this technology is explained in the gospel, but had been also deleted from the gospel. And that's a pretty interesting video. Highly, highly, highly recommend that one. And in support of what I've just brought up, from time to time I do bring up the ultimate truths of reality, because it only makes sense. I mean, if you were blindfolded and taken to a foreign country or someplace that you don't even know where you're at, when they took the blindfold off, wouldn't you want to know where you're at? Like, what are the rules that are applied to where I live? Like, do I have to wear Habib, or can I not go out after a curfew, or, what are the rules of where you're living? Well, interestingly enough, about 2,000 years ago, the ultimate truths of reality were known by the Essenes, and Gene Hatch did a channeling of Mother Mary, and this information has been kept in the mystery schools for about 2,000 years, and it came out about, I don't know exactly the date, but 5 or 10 years ago. And when I saw them, it all just totally cross-connected with information from the Seth material and Jane Roberts. It cross-connected with the Pleiadian information from Bringers of the Dawn. It connected with the Bashar information as channeled by Daryl Anka. And I'm sure there's multiple other places that these ideas cross-connect with, but those in particular I found were almost directly related to what's called the ultimate truths of reality. So I'm gonna go through those this list of 21 ultimate truths of reality, because these are the rules that we live under. First off, Prime Creator God is all that is. Therefore, I am Prime Creator expressing itself as me. I am not striving for perfection as I'm already perfect. What I'm striving for is to remember my perfection. Third, no one can create in my reality but me. Four, nothing can be in my reality unless I create it. Five, everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. 6. As a creator, I am 100% responsible for everything I create. 7. Everything happens for a reason. 8. There are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. 9. I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. 10. I am the only one there is. I am not divided into parts. 11. All events are neutral. There are no negative experiences. Although I can choose to define any experience as negative, therefore, if I am experiencing negativity in my life, then I have chosen it. 12. There is only one vibration, love. Fear is the illusion of the absence or lack of love. 13. I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. 14. How I feel is a reaction to what I believe. 5. All disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. 16. There are no victims, there are only lessons. 17. I am the only authority in my life. However, in an attempt to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. 18. Every person, place, or thing of which I become aware is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. 19. At any given moment, I am either giving love or asking for love. 20. I am that which I create. And 21. There are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my beliefs. And if those were gone through too fast, again, you can always go to etyoga.com, hit the radio archive button on the main page, and on Monday you can hear a replay of this program, and take your time, write those down, because they're getting harder and harder to find, which is why I bring them up every so often. And the other interesting thing about reality creation is, as I talk about the idea that in order for spiritual progress or reality creation to work, I think you really need to have a sense of worthiness. And the fact is that there's only two objective facts in the entire universe. One is that the universe was created with unconditional love, and two, you have awareness. That's it. That's all that's objective. Even your personality is subjective. It's actually an artificial construct. It's kind of like the gear that a deep sea diver wears to go down to explore the depths of the ocean, kind of like we take on our personalities, our higher selves, break off a particle of themselves as this incarnation. And in order to experience this density, we create our personalities. Bottom line is, on a spiritual journey towards what I call yoga, which is union of you and your higher self, or the binding back to source. The whole idea here is to become self-realized, where you become your higher self. On that journey, there are some commonalities. One of those is the point at which a person realizes there are higher levels of consciousness and that you have the ability to attain them. That's called the planting of the seed, or as Ram Dass would say, that's a true baptism. In between, there are some similar experiences, but there's no prerequisites to enlightenment. Sri Ramana Maharshi proved that. He only asked the question, who am I, once, went through the doorway and became self-realized. He had no spiritual teachers and really did no other techniques. However, most of us, after we have our original experience, then we're on the journey of spiritual realization or self-realization. And some of the common things would be, sometimes you'll read a book and you'll read it 5 years later and you'll see things in the book you never saw before, or that you understand them at a greater depth. There are some common experiences, but the big one at the end of the journey would be the surrender of ego. So you become more identified with your awareness than you do an identity. Identity becomes a problem. Even if you have a guru and you think you have a special relationship with a guru, you don't, because that's just another place to be stuck. So the bottom line here is that everybody is either consciously or unconsciously on the journey to self-realization. And the nice thing about understanding that you create your own reality and that you're 100% responsible for what you experience is that there's nobody else to blame. And the cool part about that is it kind of unloads you from a lot of baggage. It's like, you know, you don't have to be blaming that old gym teacher you had in high school, or whatever problems you think you have in the past that are creating your current situations. No, it's not about any of that. It's about you creating your own reality. And whenever you start to blame anybody or complain, the only thing you do is start to create yourself as a victim. It's just not worth it. There's no percentage in creating yourself as a victim. In fact, more to the positive would be a tip from Bashar, who talks about what I call the second stage of reality creation, which is that it's based on the principle that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning. That's one of the ultimate truths of reality as well. We place an emotional spin and a definition on outer circumstances, which determines how we experience the reality. And if you really think about it, there is no point in defining anything as negative or putting a negative spin on it. There's just no percentage in it. Because the formula is, if you place a positive definition and a positive emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you will have a positive experience from that circumstance. If you place a negative definition and a negative emotion on the outer circumstance, you'll have a negative experience. So the bottom line is, I remember in the old days, I used to do Tarot and I used to do I Ching, and I sometimes still do I Ching just to get a feel for a certain situation. But the bottom line is, back in the old days, I used to think that certain, you know, hexagrams or certain layouts of the cards were kind of negative situations, but I don't anymore. The bottom line is, it's all good. There is no such thing as built-in meaning, and there's no such thing as a negative situation. In fact, actually, in reality, like a coin, anything that exists has got to have two sides to it. There's got to be a little bit of good in everything, or a little bit of dark in everything good. So the bottom line here is that if you really practice this technique, and I suggest to people to log this down in a book. Like, anytime you come across anything in your life that you view as a negative, try as best you can to throw a positive spin on it. And even if you don't see any possible way that something good can come of it, you can even say that. Look, I don't see any possible way anything good can come from this, but I'm going to say I place positive spin on this situation, and I'm going to put a positive definition on this because I just can't wait to find out what that positive experience will be. And what you're going to find out is, if you do this technique and you actually practice it, and I know that's a dirty word in America. I mean, everybody wants the magic pill. They don't want to do any work. They don't want any responsibility for anything. But if you're an ET Yoga listener, you probably would be interested in this technique. Just write down and log it. Some of these things will happen in a couple of days. Some situations just take longer, maybe weeks or months to sort out, depending on the situation. But if you do this technique, eventually you're going to get it. And when you get it, it's going to blow your mind because it works. You know, and we've been scammed with so many things, like from everything seems to be a scam, like these days. Like, there's always the fine print and the bottom line, and things are never like they're supposed to be. Well, this one is. And if you just practice the technique, you'll get the idea. And once you get the idea, then you can move on from that to the third stage of reality creation, is where you're not taking an external event that's happening and changing the spin on it to change the experience, but you're actually creating a new situation. And that's a little more detailed. And on tonight's program, we're not going to get into that one. However, the bottom line here is that I think the whole key ideas of tonight's program were to give a ET Yoga listening audience a heads up concerning the 3 days of darkness and the splitting of the timelines. And clearly, those are big issues, and also have their ramifications clearly. As Bashar would say, using the analogy of a train station, Bashar says that the train tracks or the timelines begin to separate more and more from each other around 2012, such that around 2025 to 2033, they become distinct, separate realities, wherein it eventually, around 2050, becomes impossible to jump from one to another. The idea is that there are two general types of experiential realities or possible futures that could be labeled energy polarity-wise as positive and negative, and energy density-wise as ascension or free from fear, and transhumanist, which is increased control and darkness, also reflecting the merging of man and machine or the next level of enslavement by the control system. And in my opinion, the only detriments really to reality creation or even your spiritual growth are fear, unworthiness, victimhood, and being too involved with technology. And by the way, another tip that was given on ET Yoga a few months back comes from Barbara Marciniak, when she talked about the fact that there were two main causes of autism. One was the vaccines, and the other is the fetuses being too much around the electromagnetic frequencies. And so it turns out now the research scientists are saying that there's now proof now, when they do research back on mothers with autistic children, their exposure to electromagnetic waves, and it's clearly predictable. So another scoop by Barbara Marciniak and also passed on to ET Yoga listeners. And I'd like to, as usual, give my thanks and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience. Much appreciate hearing from you. You can always email me at paperfungo, that's P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And I'd also like to wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your fulfillment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And closing out the program tonight with the Who Am I technique, where you place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And once you become that spot, you can then ask the question, who am I? You can do it one time or several times, whatever's comfortable. The main idea is put your full consciousness in the center of your forehead, become that spot, and then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.